All right, let's go back now to the Rupert Murdoch story and the rare spectacle. You heard a bit of it just a minute ago, of one of the world's most powerful media moguls appearing under oath at an inquiry into media ethics in London. This morning, he looked a trim, sporting pale blue tie under some pressure. He's been patiently answering questions from inquiry leader Robert Jay. The chairman of News Corp denied using his position to buy political influence, but he did admit to bragging about the power, albeit after a few drinks.
Rupert turned up and sat near to us at one stage when Ken Livingstone appeared on the screen and put the labour of defeat to the dreadful lies and smears of the media. Rupert cried out, "That's me," and was delighted. Is that true?
I remember that party. I knew that I was very late for it. And if I said that, then I'm afraid that was the influence of alcohol.
A little bit of candor there. Well, at the start of the questioning, Rupert Murdoch said he wanted to set the record straight.
There have been some abuses shown. I would say there are many other abuses, but we can all go into that in time. And, you know, the state of media in this country is of absolutely vital interest to all its citizens.
The inquiry's lead lawyer, Robert Jay, asked Rupert Murdoch about meetings with former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher and her press secretary, Bernard Ingram, around the period he wanted to buy News International. This was his response when asked if any favors were offered by Prime Minister Thatcher.
I think if I'd asked for anything, Mr. Ingram's very full note certainly would have recorded that.
But you wouldn't have been so undeft and cack-handed to have asked directly, would you, Mr. Murdoch?
I hope not. I've never asked a prime minister for anything.
Mr. Murdoch was asked if he was, quote, unconcerned with the ethical side of publishing his newspapers. He denied the claim, outlining the mantra he follows.
It was always to tell the truth. Certainly to interest the public, to get their attention, but always to tell the truth.
Now, at his appearance today, Rupert Murdoch followed his son James, former chief of News International. Here he is talking about the culture of phone hacking at his company and the extent to which staff kept that information from him.
That must be it, that I would say cut out the cancer, and there was some desire to not do that.
Now, we've made it clear this scandal goes way beyond just the phone hacking issue at this point. This morning, a special advisor to the British government has quit over his dealings with News Corp, a direct consequence of what we learned yesterday. And the concerns being expressed over there are also being expressed here. We're joined now by Simon Greer. He's in New York. He's CEO of Nathan Cummings Foundation, and that makes him a pretty big shareholder in News Corp. Simon, thanks for joining us.
Sure, my pleasure.
Let's establish how big of a shareholder. What's your stake in dollars or shares livelihood?
I mean, we hold a few thousand shares in News Corp, so you know we're not a majority shareholder or anything like that. But as a foundation whose purpose is to be around in perpetuity to try to make the world a better place, our real focus is on long-term shareholder value. And so
okay.
We, like many other shareholders, all have the, I think at this point, the legitimate concern that the narrow control of a publicly traded company by a few family members and their close allies is jeopardizing the value of our shares and our investments in the decades to come.
Have you seen any immediate effects of that concern? How is News Corp's price now, and what leads you to believe that in the years to come it might start to get shaky?
Well, you know, the price has been up a little, down a little in the year or so since the scandal broke. So there isn't a short-term, we're not talking about a short-term crisis. I think when I look at it, I start to wonder, well, if News Corp went into the B-Sky-B deal with the idea that this was going to make money for us, and now the deal's been totally scuttled by the scandal, then there was something the company thought would be good for shareholders. It's not happening. We have our chief executives, right, and senior managers spending their time, defending the company, being hauled in front of inquiries. The name of News Corp and Fox News have been dragged through the mud. So all those things have to lead you to wonder, long term, how does this company sustain itself and how is the shareholder value maintained?
Simon Greer, you sound like the CEO of a foundation that's getting ready to unload some stock.
Well, I mean, our hope really is that the company will finally make the serious changes that need to be made. And what I want to point to is a sort of pattern of half-hearted responses. So last year, when the issue emerged here in the States that Mr. Murdoch had made political contributions to the Republican Governors Association out of the News Corp coffers, when asked what the business rationale was, he said, you know, well, these are friends of mine. And again, shareholders have to ask. Mm-hmm. It may well be within the rights of a company to make political gifts. It's legal in this country, whether I like it or not. But to make it based on who my friends are, not what our business strategy is, seems like the exact kind of problem that we're concerned about.
Simon Greer, quickly, I'm going to put you on the spot. You need to see changes at News Corp. Is that change called Rupert Murdoch?
Well, the key change for us, I mean, it may be Rupert Murdoch. The key change is that right now, although there are millions of shares being held, there are two classes of shares,
yeah,
and only a small set of them actually hold voting rights.
I see.
The majority of us, while shareholders, don't share the same rights that a small handful of shareholders hold. And until that changes, we can't expect to see real changes.
Power has to be redistributed inside News Corp. That's the view of Simon Greer, CEO of Nathan Cummings Foundation, a shareholder in News Corp. Thank you, Simon.
My pleasure.